I'm Hunter Logan. It is time to stack the pucks. First of the preview between the Florida Panthers and the Ottawa Senators. Then we're going to talk about the Canadiens taking on the Sabres in Buffalo. And then we're going to end things with a big game in the Metropolitan Division with the Devils going to Long Island to take on the Islanders. Like I mentioned, we're going to start with the Panthers and the Senators. The lines opened up in this game at Florida at minus 130 and the Senators at plus 108. Shifted around small bit with Florida now at minus 137 and the Senators at plus 114. You can get the Panthers on the puck line, of course, -1.5 at plus 170. And the over-under is at 7. Now, the Panthers coming into this game, 36-30-7 on the year, 29-44 against the puck line. They do have 40 overs on the season. They score a ton of goals, and they find different and unique ways to keep giving them up. 15-18-3 on the road this season. Probably going to be Sergei Bobrovsky in net for them tonight. He's had a very up-and-down season. He's 24-19-3, a 305 goals against, a 902 save percentage. He also has one shutout on the season, and the Panthers have lost three in a row, two overs in that time. They're coming off of a loss to the Rangers 4-3 on Saturday, and that was especially a tough loss for the Panthers because they were up 2-0 pretty early on in that game, so you would think that they would just keep scoring and scoring and scoring and run away with the game. But of course, they found a way to blow that lead at home. The Rangers come back and win, and the Panthers missed an opportunity because the Islanders, who they're trying to hunt down in the playoffs, they lost twice over the weekend to two of the worst teams in the NHL. You can't be having the team you're trying to chase down lose, and then you blow a 2-0 lead at home. It's kind of a reversal from last week when they came back down 2-0 against the Devils. So, tough going for the Panthers, but 5 of 6 road over, so the overtrend keeps continuing for this team. Now, the Senators, they're 35-33-5 on the year, 42-31 against the puck line, 35 overs, 38 unders, 20-13-3 at home this season. They're going to be Sogard in net for them tonight. It's kind of been a revolving door of goaltenders for them. He's 6-5-2 on the year, a 327 goals against, an 890 save percentage. And again, that's just me following the trend of the goalies that they've been starting. I would check daily faceoff to see who the Senators are going to start. Now, the Senators have been struggling as of late, but they do have a nice young core to build around, obviously bringing in Jacob Chychrun a few weeks back. But they have lost two of their last three, two overs in that time. They lost 5-3 to the Devils on Saturday. But it started to show that they're beginning to learn what it means to play late in the season. Guys like Chychrun, Thomas Chabot, Brady Tkachuk, Tim Stutzel, just to throw another name in there. They have a lot of young talent that they're getting ready to build around. They're a good young team, and they're going to be good next season. I mean, they were good this year. It's just towards the end of the season, the wheels kind of fell off. They ran into teams that needed the points, and they found out that what it means to really play late in the season like this. Teams get desperate, and desperation can drive a team, and the Senators kind of just got kicked right in the teeth in these really important games. I can say that the Senators have had 10 of 11 home overs. And the Panthers have also beaten the Senators 4 straight times. I think the Panthers are going to get back on track tonight. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game as well. So I like the over, especially because both these teams are just hitting nothing but overs as of late. So I like the Panthers on the road in this game, and I also like the over to hit in this game. We continue stacking the pucks now with a preview between the Montreal Canadiens and the Buffalo Sabres. The lines opened up in this game with Montreal at plus 164 and the Sabres at minus 200. That's where it sits right now, with Montreal at plus 164 and the Sabres at minus 200. You get the Sabres on the puck line -1.5 at plus 115, and the over-under is at 7 in this game. Now, the Habs coming into this one, 29-38-6 on the year, 40-30 against the puck line, 34 overs, 35 unders, 13-21-3 on the road this season. It's kind of been a really big building year for the Canadiens. Obviously, Cole Caulfield getting hurt just completely derailed what they were trying to do, and it's not completely done because they wanted to just see Caulfield keep scoring goals. He had about over 20 goals when he got hurt, but they are seeing some of the development from the guys they brought in the offseason. Kirby Dach was a guy that they brought in looking to be part of the future. He's a good pickup for them. Sean Montembeau has been pretty good for them in net, but it's probably going to be Jake Allen for them tonight. He's 14-24-3, a 3.57 goals against, an 891 save percentage. He also has one shutout on the season. But like I said, it's a real big learning year for them, and obviously Caulfield getting hurt put through a wrench into a lot of their plans, but they still are playing a lot better. They've won two of their last three. They beat the Blue Jackets the other day 8-2. Two unders in that time. The only over was the game against the Blue Jackets when they just completely destroyed them. But it's good to see that they have that potential in them. You know it's in there somewhere. Just next season, Martin St. Louis, he's finding ways to just pull it out of them. And honestly, 29-38-6, it's not a laughingstock team. There's still a team that can come in and beat you. You can't just look them over. Who knows if Caulfield doesn't get hurt? Not saying they'd be in the playoff race, but they'd be right around 500 probably. Caulfield's goals get you right to where you have to be around 500. They just need to bring in some veteran presence next season and maybe get up another draft pick to kind of continue to complete this rebuild. Now, the Sabres, on the other hand, they're another team that took a really big step this season. They fell back a little bit, because they lost a couple of games in a row about a week ago. That was like 5 of 6, and then 6 in a row is a tough stretch for them. But they are starting to show signs that next year is the year. They're 35-31-6 on the season, 41-31 against the puck line, 41 overs, 28 unders, 14-20-3 at home this season. And for the goaltending situation, it's kind of just been, I'm going to just be honest, check daily faceoff. I don't know who they're starting on a daily basis. It could be Erik Komrie. It could be Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. It could be Craig Anderson. They don't know who to start because all of them are kind of just average goalies. Now, they do have a goalie in the pipeline that should be coming up next season that'll really help this team because they have really good players. Dylan Cousin, Tage Thompson, guys like Rasmus Dahlin. They really have good young pieces here, and plus good veterans like Alex Tuck, Kyle Okposo, that have chipped in and really helped out this team over the year. And with the goalie, they're probably right there in the playoffs, but they're just on the outside looking in now because of that stretch that they had where they couldn't buy a save. Now, the Sabres have won back-to-back games. They beat the Islanders on Saturday 2-0, 1-over, and they didn't really allow a lot of opportunities to the Islanders in that game. The Sabres also have 5 of 7 overs. That's why you're getting the over-under such a high number. I like the Sabres at home in this game. They're playing a lot better. I would expect them to win in front of their home crowd. I'm going to go with the under in this game. I know not very exciting, but I see this as like a 3-2 game or a 4-2 win for the Sabres. We continue to stack the pucks now with a preview between the New Jersey Devils and the New York Islanders. The lines open up in this game with the Devils at minus 126 and the Isles at plus 105, and that's where it sits right now. So you got the Devils at minus 126 and the Isles at plus 105. You get the Devils on the puck line -1.5 at plus 200, and the over-under in this game is at 6. Now the Devils coming in, they're 37-28-9 on the year, 37-36 against the puck line, 32 overs, 39 unders, 21-13-3 at home this season. Most likely going to be Vitek Vanacek in net for them tonight. What a pickup for them in the offseason. What a steal for the Devils. Because obviously Mackenzie Blackwood's still a good goalie, but he's just very injury prone. So it's kind of been the Vanacek show. Vanacek is 29-9-4 on the year, a 2.49 goals against, a 9.09 save percentage. He has 3 shutouts as well on the season. And the Devils in their last 4 games, they're 2-2, 3 overs in that time, but they're coming off of a big win against the Senators at home in Jersey on Saturday, 5-3. And for the Devils, it's really just kind of coming together and figuring out what it means to be in a playoff race and what it means to be hunting down the Hurricanes in the division. Because you can kind of see they're laboring towards the end of the season. This is the most hockey a lot of the guys on the Devils have played. So it's going to be interesting to see how it kind of all comes together as we get to the playoffs. I want to see them after the first round because I think the first round of the playoffs, most players are really used to playing in a playoff game, like a win-or-go-home type atmosphere. But as it keeps going and as it keeps intensifying, I'm interested to see how the Devils respond to that because, like I said, they're running into teams that they're desperate. And the Islanders are a desperate team. They lost games over the weekend they should not have. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Devils react in this game. Also, 4 unders for the Devils following a win. That's kind of a little interesting note. Now, the Islanders, they're 37-28-9, 36-38 against the puck line, 32 overs, 39 unders, 21-13-3 at home this season. It's going to be Ilya Sorokin in net for them tonight. 26-19-7, a 2.41 goals against, a 9.22 save percentage, and 5 shutouts. He is a top 3 goalie in the NHL. He is that good. You watch him play, he makes all these crazy stick saves, these diving saves, saves that you didn't think were possible, but Ilya Sorokin is able to pull them off. Now, the Isles have lost back-to-back games, 0-1-1 in that time. They lost to the Sabres on Saturday 2-0. It was kind of a poor effort. Not kind of, it is. When you get shut out at home by the Sabres, that's a poor effort. In a game that you absolutely had to have, you couldn't lose it, they didn't even score a goal. So that's why I'm really expecting a big bounce-back performance from this team, because they're getting a lot of contributions, because obviously Matt Barzal has been out for the last month or so. So they've been getting a lot of contributions up and down the lineup. Kyle Palmieri's been chipping in. Bo Horvat's been pretty good for them on the defensive end. And obviously you got to keep an eye on Brock Nelson. He has 32 goals. He's one of the quieter 30-plus goal seasons this year. Nobody likes to talk about it, but he's a 30-goal scorer. So I do like the Islanders in this game because you're getting them at plus money. The Devils have kind of been up and down lately, and I think desperation is going to play a factor. Not that the Devils don't want this game, because they do. They want to win the division. But the Islanders know that the Panthers are right on them and the Penguins are right on them. They got to find wins somehow, and they have to play Tampa and Carolina the next couple of games. So I think they're going to find a way to dig deep and get a win. For more NFL, NBA, and NHL game and betting previews under the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack the Pucks preview between the New Jersey Devils and the New York Islanders.